in England. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I think what is clear, and perhaps understandably, but there's been a huge spike, hasn't there, in demand?
Absolutely. So we're hearing from a very large number of pharmacies that they're struggling to get hold of antibiotics. That spike in demand has also been caused by the lowering of prescribing thresholds. And that means that it's caused those serious price hikes that you've described, two or three or even 10 times the tariff that we get paid by the government. And as you said, government says there are sufficient stocks at the manufacturers and that the picture should ease as they get out through the supply chain and distributed. But on Friday and Saturday, we were hearing from pharmacies who were still reporting that many lines were out of stock at the wholesalers. So there are some serious issues about supply. There are also serious issues about fair pricing, because we've put 30 lines of antibiotics into our submission to government this month for price review, because we can't afford to dispense at a loss. We can't bridge that gap between what they pay us and the pharmacies are paying, because we're facing our own funding crisis and fragility.
Is there profiteering going on, do you think?
There's a risk of that. Whenever there's a low level of supply and high demand, then of course there's a risk of price hikes. And what we're saying is pharmacies just simply can't afford to bridge that gap. So there has to be a fair pricing system, and government's got to review that. And they need to check that the wholesalers or the manufacturers, no one's taking advantage of what is a really serious concern for patients.
And what the Department of Health says is that where companies are found to be abusing their dominant position by charging unfair prices, then the Competition and Markets Authority can take action against them. Do you find that reassuring?
Up to a point, but I think they need to be very rigorous about making sure that happens, because we very frequently face the fact that there's a really big gap between the official tariff and what we're actually paying. So they've got to be really rigorous and robust about that.
And finally, on the question of supply, you talked about wholesalers earlier. Stephen Powers from NHS England said that they are working with wholesalers. So do you think it is likely that these problems will be resolved in the next few days?
I really hope so. It does depend on distribution working really well. We've got a few travel problems at the moment, so I hope that deliveries will get through. But I really want the government to keep us posted and to calm the fears for patients, because that's what really matters here.
That's what they're telling your pharmacies, is it?
Yeah, well, and we're really struggling as pharmacies anyway, because we're really worried about our financial future. So we really need to know we can do the best for patients that we want to.
Janet Morrison from the Pharmaceutical Services Negotiating Committee, thank you.